The only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
He is a returning visitor to the Business News Hour. On the phone with us right now is our friend Chris Stonick. Chris is going to be in the Des Moines Metro next week at a special event in Ames, and we're going to talk about what that event is and why it's important that employers, if you're seeking employees, that you make a presence and get to this seminar. Chris, welcome back to the Business News Hour.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much. It's great being back.
You know, you are always up, my friend. Are you in sunny Florida right now? Is that where you're hanging out?
I am, and it is actually sunny right now. Well, it was rainy this morning, but it is sunny now.
Good for you, my friend. Well, when you get here, you expect about 40 degrees and overcast skies. Not to put a bummer on.
I'll be ready. I'll be prepared.
I know, but you bring the sunshine with you, my friend.
Hey, I always try,
I know,
for sure.
I know. Well, let's talk about what it is and the reason that you're coming to back to the Des Moines Metro next week to talk to folks that are looking for employees. Go.
Well, I'm like so excited this time. I'm always excited to come up, but we have done I think I counted 8,432 seminars in Des Moines. This will be our first one in Ames.
Yeah, I know.
So we have never done a seminar, which is crazy to me. When you look at a city that is fully employed, 2.1% unemployment rate, wow. You know, fully employed, just crazy. Just so many job posts, over 2,000 job postings on Indeed. It is a jungle to try to hire people in Ames at this point.
Yeah. So what you're saying is what you're saying is there's lots of jobs available, but no people.
Oh, tons, lots of jobs, just not enough people. And so the companies are struggling because they're using all these traditional methodologies to recruit instead of using the radio. And the companies that are using the radio are finding this amazing success. As nuts as this sounds, this is my 29th year in business, you know, talking to companies from Anchorage, Alaska to Florida and all points in between. You know, I talk to thousands of companies every single year, and we turn them onto the radio, and they're just like so thankful because it's something that's effective. We have an 80 to 90% success rate with our clientele.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, whatever they're doing in Ames right now, there's not a chance that they're having that type of success up there with whatever they're trying to do to recruit people, because the best people and even some unbest people are working right now in Ames.
Yeah, at that level, at 2.1% unemployment, everybody's working.
Oh, like I say, it's insane. It's absolutely so crazy to try to find great qualified people, you know, because so many of the other methodologies are used in trying to find people who are unemployed. Well, there's not many of those people are unemployed. The radio allows you to target that employed sector, the people that are working. I've asked every company for almost three decades one question. If you had a choice, would you prefer to be talking to people who are currently employed or those who are unemployed? And every company has ever told me the same thing. If I had a choice, heck, I'd rather be talking to people that are employed. And we're not saying, and please don't get me wrong, anybody who's unemployed out there, we're not saying that unemployed people are bad. Not at all. But, you know, you have to go beyond just the people who are unemployed or looking, and you have to really target, hone in on the passive job seeker. And that's what the radio does. It does it better than anything else. It hones directly into the passive job seeker. Because of all the listeners, the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners on these radio stations, there's not a single person that listens to the radio to find a job. Nobody's sitting around going, man, I better find a better job. I'm going to listen to radio today. What happens with the radio, the job becomes the seeker. The job finds the person. The person doesn't have to find the job.
Right.
And over half the people that apply never even hear the commercial. It's someone that they know that hears it. And we just have such an array, such a mix of companies coming. We have manufacturing coming up there to Ames, automotive, engineering, healthcare, nonprofits, retail, service industry, staffing agencies, call centers, government agencies. You know, it is across the board the types of companies that are coming. And one thing I do want to say, if you are an HR professional, you will earn two general HRCI recertification credits for attending, and the seminar is free.
Well,
let's
not keep this secret any longer. Where are you going to be and what day?
I am going to be at the Holiday Inn Ames Conference Center at ISU. Sign-in period for the seminar, 8:30 to 9. seminar is going to be 9 to 11.
On what day?
That's going to be Tuesday.
Tuesday the 28th.
That is absolutely correct. Right. That is absolutely correct.
One of the things that folks really need to understand about this, and I, give us an example, would you please, about what it is that you share with companies. One of those successful examples of a business out there that has been struggling to find high qualified employees, and they turn to this system about utilizing the radio for passive recruitment for job seekers. Give us a success story.
It's every type of business, and that's the thing I really love about the radio is it's not this works for healthcare. Or this works for all your listeners. If they listen to the radio stations, they're hearing Mercy Hospital all the time. Mercy is just having such massive success recruiting nurses where they were getting bogged down before. Now they're flying. You know, it gives people a chance to succeed where everything else is really at a fail level at this point. And we have call centers we're working with right now. We work with the Des Moines Police Department. It's every type of business. So it doesn't matter if you're big, you're small, you're blue or green. Just come to the seminar.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you'll have we have a lot of fun. We don't lock you down. There's no special deals. It's not like you're forced to buy something. I'm here to educate you and hopefully entertain you a little bit too. And that's what my goal is.
Yeah. Chris Stonick, ladies and gentlemen, with us on the telephone from his home in Florida, who's going to be in Ames next Tuesday morning at the Holiday Inn in Ames. One of the things, because we have a marketing agency, we're in the advertising and marketing business. That's what I get to do when I'm not doing this. And one of the things I love about this method of recruiting, passive employees, passively recruiting workers, is that not only does the business get to say, hey, we're looking for some high quality employees, make sure that you apply with us. They're also polishing their own brand at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
They're saying good things about themselves.
You have to sell your company in order to get people to apply. You have to sell your business, sell your culture, sell your pay scale, sell your retirement plan, whatever you have to sell. You've got to be touting that. You've got to be, getting to the good people. But not only getting to the good people, you have to retain your employees. And so a huge part of the seminar that we talk about is not just about recruiting, it's about retention of employees. The average company that we work with over the course of the first year will lower turnover by 25% or greater.
That's
in the
huge.
First year. Any company that lowers turnover by 25%, is that a win? That's a huge win.
Yeah.
Absolutely a huge win.
Yeah. Chris Stonick, ladies and gentlemen, who will be in Ames on Tuesday of next week. You can attend his seminar. You can call us here at the Des Moines Radio Group, and we will get you hooked up for next Tuesday. And we will have all of this. By the way, we'll put all the links on the radio blog a little bit later on this afternoon, and we will post that all over social media so you will know exactly how to get in touch with the folks at the Des Moines Radio Group so that you can also attend.
You want to talk to Regina Walker. We'll get you hooked up, and she'll get you set up to get everything done there. And I thought I had her phone number in front of me. And I feel bad about it.
Yeah, we'll take care
of
it. It will be on the radio blog, my friend. All right. Well, listen, safe travels, Chris, from Florida back up to Des Moines, Iowa, in the Ames metro area. Going to be great to see you again, as always. Safe travels, and we'll see you when you get here.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
All right. Chris Stonick, ladies and gentlemen, been doing this for 29 years. He's been helping. And look, I'm not selling you anything on this. I wouldn't have Chris. Nobody's making me do this. Nobody says, hey, Michael, could you put Chris Stonick on and talk a little bit about the seminar that's coming up on Tuesday? No, I wanted to do that because I so believe in what he's done. I've gone to maybe two or three of his seminars. I can tell you that they are not only entertaining, but they're also informational. You will learn not only how to recruit, but also retain employees. And as Chris said, if you can cut your retention problems by 25%, that's a huge win for your company. How do you do that? Go to the seminar. It is on Tuesday of next week, 8:30, Holiday Inn in Ames. And I promise you this, I don't work for the Des Moines Radio Group, okay? This is totally independent of them. But I've been to enough of these things. I've watched them work. Nobody will attempt to sell you anything. It's informational in purpose. Should you decide to move forward with this plan, you will ultimately be the winner for lots of different reasons. Chris Stonick, Tuesday, Ames. We'll have all the links up on the radio blog. All right, we've got to step aside. Why? Because we've got to check out what happened today on Wall Street. Good, bad, indifferent. All the numbers coming up next here on the Business News Hour.